بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Dear brother and sister, salam. So welcome to this new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on an auspicious occasion. Today is the birthday anniversary of a great lady. Today is the birthday anniversary of Lady Masuma, peace be upon her. So we congratulate to all brothers and sisters. By the way, today is Tuesday, 1st of Zilqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Happy Eid and be with us with another episode of today's special. This is Surah Ahzab, verse 33 from the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters, the application of the Arabic word innama here, which is usually for restriction, is an evidence that this merit of purity is only for the family of Prophet. The infallibles, for the sake of divine aids and their own pure deeds, are in a state that they do not go towards sins while they have power and authority to commit sin.
As-salamu alayk, as-salamu alayk, as-salamu alayk, ya bint Rasulillah, as-salamu alayk, ya bint Fatimah. السلام عليك يا بنت أمير المؤمنين السلام عليك يا بنت الحسن والحسين السلام عليك
Predictions about Lady Masuma. It is interesting to know that the Imams, peace be upon them all, foretold the birth of this noble lady and her presence in the city of Qom in Iran many years before her birth. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, for example, said, "A lady from my children whose name will be Fatima, daughter of Musa, will die in the city of Qom. On the day of judgment, this lady will intercede for all my Shia to enter heaven." One of the greatest scholar, Allama Majlisi, narrates from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, "A lady from my children by the name of Fatima will be buried in Qom. Whoever visits her shrine will certainly be admitted to heaven." The writer of the tradition says that Imam Sadiq gave these glad tidings even before the birth of his son, the seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim, peace be upon him, the father of Lady Fatima Masuma. Congratulations to all of you, one by one, on the birthday anniversary of this great lady, Lady Masuma.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, paradise has 8 doors, and 3 doors of paradise are towards And a woman from my children will die. Her name is Fatima, daughter of Musa alayhi salam. And then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, because of her shafa'at, our Shias will go to Jannah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is telling it in advance. My haram and the haram of my children is Qum.
And this one is from Imam al-Ridha, salamullah alayhi, that he says, Man zaraha falahu al-jannah. The Imam says, just merely visiting her is going to result in a person entering paradise. Ayatollah Bahjat, the days that we wanted to see him, you could always find him at a certain time in the haram of Hadhrat Masuma. Until his old age, he was like over 80 years old, he would come every single day. Imam Khomeini made sure every day he pays a visit. And some people objected to that. They said, you're a marja, it's not appropriate for a marja to be visiting the haram every day. Once a week, once a month, that's sufficient. You don't need to do so much. Imam Khomeini's response to that is very interesting. He says that you don't know who she is.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eid Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart, Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Now for visiting Lady Masuma, we have a nice point. One of the most remarkable points about Lady Masuma is that next to the 14th infallibles, none of the prophets and saints but her have been recommended to be visited. In the authentic narrations of three infallible imams reserving comments have been used in praising Her Eminence Masuma alayha salam, such as, she's from heaven and heaven is constant for her, and heaven has been assigned as the reward of visiting her shrine. In the same line, Sheikh Saduq quotes Imam Reza, the heaven is for he who visits her, Masuma. Among other honors of Her Eminence, Lady Masuma alayha salam, is that the pilgrimage prayer book on her has been provided by her brother Imam Reza, peace be upon him, because second to Lady Fatima, she is the only woman quoted in a pilgrimage prayer book, and none of the women of the household of the infallibles has a special pilgrimage prayer book issued by an infallible imam. Eid Mubarak.
Ya Fatimatu, ishfa'i li fil jannah, fa inna laki 'inda Allahi sha'nan min ash-sha'n. Ya Fatimatu, ishfa'i li fil jannah, fa inna laki 'inda Allahi sha'nan min ash-sha'n. Allahumma inni as'aluka an takhtim li bis sa'adah, فلا تسلب مني ما أنا فيه ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
Today is a great day. Today is a great Eid for all Muslims, especially ladies and girls. So it's a suitable time to listen to the personal merits of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her. In traditional text, it has been narrated that except for Imam Reza, peace be upon him, of course none of the Imam Kazim's children were at the level of Lady Masuma. Sheikh Abbas Qummi believes that Lady Masuma is the most virtuous and respected lady among the daughters of Musa ibn Ja'far, peace be upon him. Imam Khomeini has paralleled the position of Lady Fatima Masuma with that of Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, in a 44-line poem. About her knowledge, it has been reported that once a group of Shia entered Medina to ask Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, some questions. At the time, Imam was on a trip outside of Medina. Therefore, Fatima Masuma, alayha salam, wrote the answers to their questions on a piece of paper and handed it to them. On their way back, they encountered the Imam outside of the town. When the Imam saw their questions and the replies given by Fatima Masuma, he said, "May her father be her sacrifice," repeating it three times. About her intercession, based on some narrations, Fatima Masuma can intercede for people before Allah and Shia will enter heaven by her intercession. For instance, it is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that there will pass away in the city of Qum a lady of my descendants, known as Fatima, by whose intercession our Shia will enter the heaven.
We just pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ziyarah of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam and of this noble lady Fatima al-Ma'suma in Qum. This lady who her shrine, according to one noble man, he does a particular dua for a certain number of days so that he can find where the grave of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. He does that. Briefly, I'll mention it. So after he finished the certain days, I think it's 40 days, he has to do a particular dua, do a certain ziyarah, whatever, and then he will get. So after he finished this, he saw one of the imams, either al-Baqir or al-Sadiq, alayhi salam, in his dream. And the imam told him, go visit Karima to Ahlul Bayt. Go do the ziyarah of the honorable lady of Ahlul Bayt. He said, yes, Yabna Rasulullah, yes, I am planning to visit Fatima al-Zahra, alayhi salam. That's why I did this. He said, no, go visit Fatima al-Ma'suma. Allah, for his wisdom, has hidden the grave of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, but he has given and built the grave or given the permission to build the shrine of Fatima al-Ma'suma as a symbol. So you can visit her shrine. So this man said, the minute I saw this in my dream, I told my family, let's go for the ziyarah. So that lady is a noble lady.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
That was all for today's special. Again, on the occasion of birthday anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Masuma, I have a great pleasure to convey my warmest congratulations to all of you, dear friends. Fi amanillah.
Children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid.